For us, he was cramping towards the end of the game. A different role, and there's such a tight defence, Sydney, as well. So he'll grow in that role if we need him to play it. I think Darling will be available next week. We've just got to explore what we do with him. I thought our other two rucks who rucked the game were pretty pivotal too as the game went on, and it's always a risk when you play a little bit of a taller side. I thought we'd come through okay in that area.
Does it make you think that you might like to play Gov a little bit more forward?
We might explore it, yeah. It's been something we've been toying with for a long time, but it's just been so bloody good down back. So to be forced to make a few changes and have a bit of flexibility in our side, sometimes things open up, and maybe we'll reflect on that tonight.
Was Darling ever close?
Yeah, he was close. Yeah, no, we gave him to the last day, and but we planned. You got to plan. And it was such a short break. I mean, 5 days. Difficult.
And then Mitchell looked in strife when he went off. How is he looking at the moment?
He's a tough bugger, so, you know, I knew he'd come back on. We've got a 10-day break now between games, so it's the one reward we do get. So I think he'd be okay. I think there's no structural damage, and he's come back on and played the game out, albeit a bit sore.
Was it a decision you had to make at all to bring him back on? Did he need some treatment or
anything? Oh, look, it's a medical decision and the player always puts his hands up, and it's just whether the docs let him. And that's what Sam... He's a warrior, so I'm not surprised at all he came back on.
But your rotations in the first half, the idea that you're coming off a 5-day break, you might need some more in the back half of the game?
Yeah, look, I've got to give credit to our fitness department. The boys have been working really hard. We planned it as well as we could have. And, to respond in the last quarter, we were really challenged. I think we were 6 points up, you know, halfway through that. And obviously, when you're playing sides that have only had that short amount of time, you sort of, that the word spreads around ground, and the players are giving us feedback that the Sydney boys are really challenging in that area. So, yeah, we kept a couple of rotations up our sleeve, and, you know, we got it done in the end.
Was that one of Jack Rutland's best games for the club?
Well, I put it on Jack this week, yeah. But, you know, we need him to step up and really contribute as best he can. I think there's another level he can go to. No, I thought he showed good intensity, and he was really important on a couple of occasions.
What did you think of Schofield and Duggan coming in?
I thought Duggan got better as the game went on. Strangely enough, Duggan went on ball when Mitch went off, and I thought that's when he elevated. You know, he started pretty quiet. Scully's he's a professional. Same with Sam Butler. So shifting Wellingham and McGovern forward gave those guys an opportunity, and you know, they're pros. So
Wellingham pick up an injury at some point?
He's got a corking.
Yeah, he'll be right.
He's fine.
Any other injuries? Or?
I don't think so.
That's exciting. No, you've got these options here. So Duggan into the midfield, Wellingham, McGovern forward. You can throw blokes all around the joint. As a coach, you look at that and say, well, we are now more versatile, harder to predict, more dangerous.
Look, you want flexibility in your side and you want predictability as well. So we train our players up for other roles, but they're pretty good at playing the role that they're in as well. So. Sometimes throwing to that in a game is difficult to get a result. It's a bit of a Hail Mary, but when you plan it throughout the week, and they're quality players, some of those guys, so they'll play well anywhere you play them, and Gal's one of those.
Some people would be surprised that Dom Sheed wasn't picked after a pretty good game for East Perth. What does he need to do?
He needs to get better off the ball. Yeah. Yep.
Next week, Hawthorn on the MCG. You're welcome heading back there so quick.
Yeah. Give us the weekend before we start talking about the MCG. I mean, we get that we haven't won there a lot lately, and I'm sure we'll be reminded. So it's a great challenge for us. I mean, I'm sure the players are looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. Hawthorn are, you know, obviously a really good side. So see how they go on the weekend, and we'll have a crack.
What changes with the 10-day break? What do you do different to your normal week?
We'll give them a few days off, so we'll see them on Monday, and then it'll be a normal week from there. So, well-deserved break. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.